All That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
On the mic so clear, talking sports and the games we cheer, women and politics swirl in the air, Milwaukee nights, he's always there, Monday through Friday, he owns the wave, stories of the city where passion stays, from the course to the fields and city streets, Kyle's voice is the rhythm that repeats.
Yeah.
It's your boy talking truth on the mic. Kyle Wallace rolling in, budget always tight. Checks the price tag like eat primetime news. Won't tip a dollar book, got fresh new shoes. Sipping on water at the steakhouse table. Split the bill, now he's suddenly unstable. Pocket so deep, but his arm so short. He VAMOs you late and calls it a sport. He's the king of the coupon, boss of the deal. Won't pay full price for a happy meal. Got loyalty points on every app. But when it's his turn, yo, that card won't tap. It's Kyle Wallace counting every cent. Living like he's broke when he pays the rent. ESPN, erase sharpen the facts. But as for Ryan, he'll dodge and backtrack. Loves the buck, but not those ticket fees. Streaming from the lot on his neighbor's TV. You think he's frugal? Nah, it's elite. That man's so cheap, he reuses receipts. A legend in the game, just a thrift store czar. Drives a Beamer, but won't valet his car. He's the king of the coupon, boss of the deal. Won't pay full price for a happy meal. Got loyalty points on every tap. But when it's his turn, yo, that card won't tap. It's Kyle Wallace counting every cent. Living like he's broke when he pays the rent.
Hey!
Whoa, oh, wow!
Shots fired.
I want to keep it clean, but let me tell you, that was some boo-boo.
Oh, why? Because he came at you for being cheap?
That was, first and foremost, who was this foreigner from England rapping? That was trash. Secondly, the lyrics were basic as hell.
I just got a text thirdly, that this dude can spit some bars.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure whoever texts you is stupid. Blatantly stupid. That was awful. That was terrible. It wasn't even catchy.
Oh, I don't know. Problem.
He was terrible. It was
half
terrible.
Price on a Happy Meal. That was so good.
Line. That was a good line.
You got some real strophe energy right now. Some whiny Gen Z energy.
That was strophe is yelling in my ear. Hello! Yelling in my dang ear.
Whoa, Kyle. Damn. Dave from Aaron says,
here, "This is what I. This is
well, I was trying to test with you the entire commercial break. You're nowhere to be found, and then all of a sudden you're screaming." 4-1-4-hour at the top of your lungs when you know we're playing a different song. You've been awful today. F-minus performance from Kyle today. Not on the stream on time, yelling, won't test, doesn't communicate, I'm over it.
I think that's fair.
Right? I'm about to
rip Strofe into it. I know Strofe. I'm gonna let Strofe live. I'm gonna let him live.
Don't let him live because
Alex Strofe. I was sitting here. Alex Strofe is sitting here lying, saying he was saying my damn name down the line. He wasn't saying my damn name down the line until the music started coming on. And though I didn't have a clue, talking about I knew it was gonna be a new song. You didn't tell me it was gonna be no new song. You said you had a wrinkle. You didn't tell me anything else. Strofe, don't come with me with that nonsense. And then had this garbage play. You lucky I ain't there because I give you five fingers. You know what that say to the face.
What does it say, Kyle?
Slap.
I love when Kyle gets aggressive.
Kyle gets aggressive, but he can't even use his own material. Very very original, Kyle. Big tough guy when he's
Dave from Aaron
90
says
miles away.
He's crying right now because it was hilarious. So a lot of KBN Nation likes the hit piece on Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, it was a diss track is what it was.
Yeah, it was, you know, the crazy thing is, I'm the one who came up with the diss track idea and got used on me. I brought AI to the show and it got used on me.
You've heard the term man of the house, but do we really want someone like Kyle Wallace leading the charge?
That, listen, man of the house. You know what I'm saying? I run that mug.
The man of the house who's too busy saving money to actually spend it on baby girl.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Is this really who you want as a leader? Someone more concerned about his wallet than his relationships?
I'm Alex Strofe, and I approve this message. Last time I checked, you didn't originate the diss track on this show. I'm pretty sure that was me.
Oh.
That's not a, first and foremost, that's not a diss track. That's an ad. It's not a track, dum-dum.
Oh, wow.
Get it
it's,
right.
It's getting be too, better. It's cut, getting too hostile
cut
around here.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
He's in control of all the mics. You know that.
Bye, Kyle.
Oh, wow.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman, it's the 414 Hour at 4 without Kyle Wallace, since he's pouting like Alex Strofe pouted yesterday. Brad, we got some real sensitive powders.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of sensitivity going on with a little bit of when the name gets dragged through the mud, even in a fun way. You know, it's becomes a little bit tight up in here, a little concerning.
You know, it's funny because I look at Brad and I was like thinking to myself, well, if Brad was dragged through the mud, his name was dragged through the mud, he'd be the exact same
of
way.
Of course I would.
He'd
of course
be the exact
I
same pouty way.
What about you, Ben Brust?
I'd put on a brave face and go cry at home.
Oh, man.
All right, let's welcome Kyle Wallace back into the program. Jair Alexander, there was an article that came out about him potentially being rumored and linked to being traded to a divisional foe, the Minnesota Vikings. I don't think that will happen. I really don't. But if it were to come to that, because like, I will talk about Jair Alexander as all options are still on the table until any option that we've heard has been executed. He has been cut. He has been traded. He hasn't been restructured. So all three of those are still on the table. They have been signs pointing to the wanting to reconcile with the Green Bay Packers and the Packers wanting to reconcile with him. But would you overpay for Jair if it meant he wouldn't go to a division rival?
I certainly would. I would definitely overpay. I mean, even if the Packers don't get the contract down to where they want it to be, let's say they need to guarantee $13 million and it's only $4 million in incentives. And if, let's say he only plays half the games. Feels like you overpaid, but I would rather overpay than send him to Minnesota Vikings for a 6-round draft pick. I mean, he will be motivated. He might even fight through that injury a little bit more, particularly when he plays the Packers. I don't want to see another divisional opponent who's already good get even better, because I'm still of the belief that Jair Alexander is a really good cornerback. Can he be all pro like he once was? I'm not sure about that, but he's certainly a Pro Bowl level type cornerback, a guy that you can put on a wide receiver one. It'll slow him down, potentially even shut him down. So the Packers are playing with fire a little bit here. If they think they can just have Jair be either upset or send him away to a divisional opponent and not think it's going to harm them when they play them and for the other games when they're getting exposed in the back end.
Yeah, this should just be a fair warning to the Green Bay Packers, all right? Because for me, when I see rumors, right, when I see people talking about what could be a good fit and what could happen post-June 1st if certain players get cut, and if I see a divisional rival as a team that has a maybe has an interest in looking to add at the cornerback position, and maybe the guy in Jair Alexander might be added, and knowing that the Green Bay Packers have a constant flow of people like Greg Jennings and like Aaron Jones and like Desmond Bishop, I believe, who went to Minnesota, Ryan Longwell, the Brett Favre. There's been a whole bunch of former Green Bay Packers that went west to Minnesota to play for the Vikings. So it wouldn't be out the realm of possibility in the Green Bay Packers that they were to cut Jair Alexander. He was to go to the Minnesota Vikings. It would absolutely haunt the Packers twice a season. Twice a season, because I'm going to tell you this right now.
Oh, that's hard to say, Kyle. He literally has played half the snaps in the last 3 years. How are you going to say it's going to haunt them twice a year?
If he plays in that game, and he's probably going to be motivated to play in that game, he's better.
You would think he'd be motivated to play the Vikings when they played him, but he wasn't around for a couple times that he went the last couple seasons after he gritted on Jefferson. I don't think he played him since.
All I'm saying is this, is that if he were to play in those games, he would make the Green Bay Packers pay. How much I love our wide receivers and think they have potential, one thing I ain't got to think about Jair is I know that that boy can play when he's healthy. And so I'm just saying, if the Packers were to cut him and he went to Minnesota, that would be agonizing for Packers fans, but more importantly, it would be agonizing for the Green Bay Packers. It would make their route to winning the NFC North even more difficult.
Look, at this point in the game, I wouldn't overpay for him. I wouldn't at this point.
Really?
Because overpaying would mean you're basically giving him what he wants. And clearly, you know, throughout this process, you've been trying to find a trading partner. If you were to reconcile with him, it would likely have to be more on Green Bay's terms. Otherwise, I think they're fine cutting him. I really do. I think they're fine cutting him. If they're trying their best to salvage what... If the end result is cut, we're all going to be like, well, they should have just cut him a while ago instead of getting, you know, everyone thinking that there might be a solution. And if they're not going to trade him, then he's just going to get cut and he's going to go where he wants. And if he goes where he wants, then it's just one of those. It's done. You wipe your hands clean wherever he goes. You know what he is. You've had him for so long in this organization. You know what to expect. If he's on the field, he's someone that's going to play pretty solid. But he's also has limitations. He hasn't tackled the same since he hurt his upper body. So would Jair help this team on the right contract? Yes. Am I willing to overpay for Jair knowing the availability that he's had for this team? Sayonara, dude. Like, I'm pro Jair back if it works out in the favor for the team and what they're trying to build, because he would help them. We're not everyone's in love with the Nixon, Hobbs, and Valentine, like thinking you can roll that out with a defensive line that has questions and be like, all right, we're kind of mid up front and mid on the outside. That's a bad recipe. But I'd rather know what I'm going into than hoping that we're then overpaying and then him just being, all right, I kind of got my money. We've seen what's happened. Why do it twice?
But if you're trying to field the best possible team, even if it means slightly overpaying for someone that's very good when he is available.
But that's why overpay for someone's very good that when you say is available, if he's available, we know what that is, though. Like, let's not forget what that is. It's not a lot of time on the field for a lot of money.
But in the right moments, it could be the difference maker, right? Against good teams, maybe it's late in the season. It's a gamble.
You're willing to pay on a guess and a gamble? You're willing to overpay on a gamble. That doesn't sound like the Brad Nortman I know.
But if you're swinging for the fences to try to put together a championship team.
But are they swinging for the fences?
Well,
usually
they don't.
We just saw the Eagles trade a guy with 10.5 sacks 2 years ago, 2.5 sacks this year, get traded for a third-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers. Two teams that have made it further consistently than the Green Bay Packers are trying things. And the Packers didn't do that. So why would I think they would be gambling and risking on a guy being available for a moment and overpaying him if that means he doesn't go to someone in your division?
Well, it's a low-risk gamble, in my opinion. If you possibly overpay slightly and you protect him from going to a division rival, that would help your team in a number of different ways. I just think if the Packers are willing to be active, put themselves out there as trying to be a contender, that has to include getting the best possible roster and keeping the best possible guys on the team. And Jair is certainly one of those.
Yeah, for me, when I think about it, anytime somebody's looking to move on from a player, right, they always talk about, we're going to trade this guy, but what are we going to do? We're going to trade him out the division. We won't deal with the division. Matter of fact, in college football, when you guys actually played college football, college basketball, I'm pretty sure there was a rule that Wisconsin had to approve you guys transferring within the NCAA. Ben, you couldn't transfer to Wisconsin, right, go to Wisconsin without getting some type of
I was a high school recruit, so that was different. But yes, during my tenure, there was Jared Utoff, who transferred from Wisconsin to Iowa, and initially it was blocked by Bo Ryan. He went on Mike and Mike, and it didn't look good for Bo.
And so that's my whole thing.
Shout out Mike and Mike. Great ESPN radio program back in the day.
We do not want guys to stay in the division because when they're very good, you have concerns of them actually coming back to potentially harm you. And so when I think about it, with Jair Alexander, yes, he has not been healthy. He's played, 16 of the last 37 games he could have played in. Like, he has not been healthy, but you still don't want to run the risk of him going across the way, across the Mississippi, and going to the Minnesota Vikings. The Packers definitely have a fear for that. That's why they can't risk cutting them. They can't, because if he went to Minnesota, I'm telling y'all, it would not be good for the Green Bay Packers.
John in Milwaukee chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. The Packers have already overpaid. They paid a full contract, and he played half of the games. Don't be dumb, Kyle and Brad.
But that's part of the business of football, right? Like, you just never know. You paid, then Jordan Love was overpaid last year. But he plays a role on your team.
That was 1 year. We have more sample size of Jair than Jordan Love.
You got to play good
also
players.
Also played through the season and, as he said, helped the team win 11 games.
You got to pay good players. You got to retain good players and hope they stay healthy. It's not an exact science.
It is not whatsoever. And I'm telling y'all this right now. Y'all can hate Jair all y'all want, but you cannot allow for your disdain for Jair not playing to make you feel like, oh, well, he'll go to Minnesota. He probably won't play there. Who cares? I'm worried about Jair because you know what? The Green Bay Packers couldn't beat the Minnesota Vikings without Jair. And guess what? It'll be tough for the Packers to beat the Minnesota Vikings with Jair Alexander.
Yeah, Kyle and I might be a little bit worried, but I can tell you, you can take that worry off your plate when it comes to your marketing strategy. 3Tree Marketing is a full-service branded merchandising agency that's going to help you with your creative merchandising. Whenever you take your logo, your insignia, whatever it is, and you put it on something you can touch, feel, experience, something you're going to distribute to your business partners, customers, onboarding kits, or new teammates, you got to make sure that you nail it. And 3Tree Marketing always nails it. They think outside the box. They're experts in their field. They will help you further your brand, because that's what marketing is all about. It's making sure that your story is told exactly how you want to, and it's not an area where you can have shortcuts. It's too important to make sure that you are who everyone thinks that your customers and business partners who you are. Tell that story using 3Tree Marketing and their expert team. They're going to think outside the box and become an extension of your own team. Check out 3treemarketing.com and set an appointment today at 3Tree Marketing.
We travel around ESPN Wisconsin. Get the best polls, the worst polls, and we put it all together in pole position next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I put my card in, I pump, when it clicks, I pull it out, I put it away, and I move on to my own. That's
what she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, moves
that's
on
with
her
life. That's
what she said. Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle, Preston, Orban hanging with you till 5 o'clock. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talking text line. This is more. It's time now to see what our fellow shows put together on their polls on Twitter.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
We go across ESPN Wisconsin for Pole Position here on Kyle Brustin-Nortman. Jim, Matt, and Molly, Wildy and Tausch, Homer Hour, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We see what our shows have put together, and if there's a bad poll, we've got to pick it apart. If there's a good poll, we'll give it some love. Strofe?
Great stall by you. Well done.
That was really good.
Guys, I don't need a compliment for doing my job.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
I don't think that.
Do you like being complimented?
Clearly not.
I don't think you do.
I don't think I do.
He's really bad with compliments.
I'm not.
When your fiance, here's custom poll on Pole Position.
When your significant other gives you a compliment,
do you A, say thank you, B, dispute it, or C, flip it back on them? So if I was to say, oh, Ben, you look so pretty tonight.
I dispute it.
So you dispute it fully?
Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, oh, look at my hair. It's buzzed right
by
now.
By the way, this is a great poll.
My hair's buzzed right now. I've been wearing the same pants on a rotation for 2 years. My shoes are beat up.
Very true.
Like, don't lie to me. It's okay. You know, like, don't lie to me.
Yeah. But how do you know she's lying? She might
I'm with Ben on that one. Nah, Ben, I'm with Ben. I'm with Ben. Nobody needs you. Listen, when I know I'm not at my best, I don't need somebody fake gas me up. That's where trust issues come from. That's trust issues. What do you mean? I can look in the mirror. I know I don't look handsome right now. What are you talking about?
But the other person may genuinely mean it, which she does.
Yeah.
And why I need to get better at disputing. not disputing my fiance's compliments to me.
Yeah.
Now, when Strofe gives me a compliment, I will continue to dispute it because I don't care about how he feels about me the same way I care about my fiance feels about me.
Okay, good save at the end. I was going to say, you should care what I think about you a little bit.
Like, I needed to save it. I could have stopped it, and I would have been fine with where
I stopped. You should care how I feel about you at least a little bit. Like, Brad, do you care how I feel about you?
Oh, my God. Like me.
Kyle, as your producer, do you care how I feel about you?
I do.
Ben's lying.
No, they're soft.
No, you're doing the thing right now. You're disputing it.
Am I disputing it?
Yes.
Now, you're doing the Kyle to Homer. You're telling me how I feel.
No, that's different.
Oh,
Kyle told him how he should feel. I am psychologist you right now.
Jeez, it's even worse.
Ben's like a Milky Way. He's got that hard exterior, but he's got a soft interior in there.
It's hard to break.
Before we get to the polls, I actually have one more question adjacent to the one I just asked you. Is it weird as a man to get called pretty?
I don't like being called pretty as a man.
Because my girlfriend is flip it on them when I compliment her. So I'll say, oh, you look so pretty. She'll go, you're pretty. I don't think I like it.
No man wants to be
pretty. It depends on who it comes from. It depends on who it's coming from. At this point now, I might not like, no. But if I'm at some party as a young man and somebody came up to me and said, boy, you pretty. I'm like, oh, thank you.
That would be a compliment to you, Kyle?
Yeah,
boy, you pretty?
If an attractive young lady said that back in 2012, yes, I would have said that. Nowadays, I'd be like, move, ma'am.
Move, ma'am. What do we got on the actual polls?
I got one more. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's get to this one. This is our worst poll of the week. We covered it a little bit earlier in the week. Jim Rutledge from Jim and Molly shaved his head clean bald. And they asked which celebrity he looks most like. Jason Statham, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bruce Willis, which won the poll, or Joe Rogan.
So all genuinely very masculine, handsome men.
And, like, Jim's not that masculine. He's got, like, the fake tattoo for, like, 5 years. He did, like, the fake truck. He didn't have the full truck. He had, like, the half truck.
Wait, what does that mean, a half a tattoo? Or, like, another real...
What's a fake tattoo?
Like a henna?
No. When I say fake tattoo, like, he's got, like, a tattoo, but it's, like, fake tough tattoo.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got this persona.
That's coming for his character.
Yeah, like, he acts tough, and it's just like, Jim, you're not.
I will say, if you put those four... Can you read them off again? And then put Jim Rutledge at the end?
Yeah, Jason Statham, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bruce Willis, Joe Rogan, Jim Rutledge.
I mean, one of these is not like the other, right? I mean, I hate to say it, but...
Do you hate to say it?
I mean, I don't like...
Who would win in a boxing match? Ben or... Rutledge.
Goodness. Whoa.
You all right? Why don't you just leave the studio and go ask them?
Actually, great idea, Kyle.
Right down.
Bring your laptop with you.
Yes.
Okay, or now this can we seeing as their or can we cro- as their can we random crosstalk with them?
Oh,
we can random. They're not here. They're on remote. But I'm sure you can try random.
That's too bad.
Well, you could go in Wally's room.
It's all right, Strofe. It was a good idea. I know you want to push through, but it's just not going to work. Yeah, we got a pole position here.
Let's stick with Jim, Matt, and Molly. This one, a sports question, actually, believe it or not, on pole position catered by me. Which player is more likely to play for their respective team next season? Is it Jair with the Packers or Giannis with the Bucks?
Actually a good question.
Woo!
Oh, that's the Ben wishes he thought of this sound. Yeah.
The one thing I always do when Jim, Matt, and Molly have a good poll, I always text Jim and be like, oh, that's good. It doesn't happen often, so it's kind of like my back end of compliment. We're always taking him out on worst poll of the week. That's a good poll.
It's a good poll.
We often do take them out on worst poll of the week, but that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's Jair.
I'll go Giannis.
Wow. Just like that. Okay, right. Kyle, you go.
I'm Team Kyle.
Kyle, you go.
I'll be Judge Ben for this one. Brad, you argue for Jair? Kyle, you argue for Giannis. Opening statements, Brad.
Okay, we know objectively Jair wants to be back. He already said, I'm going to come to minicamp even if we don't have this thing figured out. He has a desire to be back. Both of them are running out of options. The Packers can't improve their secondary with anyone other than Jair. They're already in negotiations. Talk is occurring. That leads me to believe that both sides know they need one another. That's more than what you can say about the Bucks and Giannis, Jair and the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that you forgot to mention is the fact that the Packers were actively looking to trade Jaire Alexander. Their general manager said, we just need to get something back for our asset that we invested in. The Milwaukee Bucks have not said any of that. You have not heard the Bucks GM, John Horst, talk about how we're actively shopping Giannis, or we're looking to move on from Giannis, or we're trying to get something back from Giannis, and nor have you seen Giannis openly say he wants to leave Milwaukee. The only thing you've seen Giannis do was basically ups Milwaukee, give big ups to Milwaukee. And so when we look at all this, when it's said and done, I think Giannis returns to the Milwaukee Bucks, because the Bucks don't have to trade him either. So
after opening statements, I have to side with Kyle here, because he pointed some flaws out in Brad's argument, which is not part of the opening statement. It's supposed to be about what they may say.
This is a guy who was in debate club.
No, just watched a lot of Law and Order. Giannis, I think a great point there is that he has not said he wants to leave. He's also shown a lot of love to Milwaukee. The thing that I think is flawed in Brad's argument is, yes, Kyle did add he was actively, the Packers were actually looking, but you had said he wants to be at, you know, minicamp and all that.
Yes.
You know why he wants to be there?
Because he wants to be a Packer.
If he gets put on the field, he's paid what he's due without a new contract restructure.
But that would also go into the more likely to be on the Packers. If he gets injured, he's stuck on the Packers. The Packers are stuck with him.
Kyle, counter-argument, because that was decent.
If he's stuck with the Packers, if he gets injured, yeah, I mean, duh, he's stuck with the Packers. Again, Brett, listen, yeah, is Jaire going to end up staying with the Packers? Hopefully, maybe, but it's not more likely than Giannis staying with the Bucks. We're having a whole conversation. Do we all realize this conversation on Giannis is coming out of just people talking? And when I say people talking, not Giannis or the Bucks talking. Like, we literally have been having a conversation for weeks about something that we don't know is even real.
I feel like I'm on Around the Horn, and I'm Tony Reale, RIP to the show.
Yeah.
But da-dunk, da-dunk, da-dunk. I think Kyle got more points. Therefore, Kyle wins the argument. Brad, good effort. But you are second place, Brad, once again.
Equally as painful as the other losses.
All right, rapid fire. Can you freeze bread, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I assume so.
We're doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's from Jen Game and Chewy. So is this. What would it be inappropriate?
Is cake bread? Just ship.
That's actually a fantastic question.
No, it's cake. It's a cake. Pastry.
But
bread's not a pastry.
He said rapid fire.
It's a grain.
You guys suck at this.
Would it be inappropriate to make a comment to a stranger at the bar who is repeatedly closing their tab but not tipping at all? Inappropriate, or say something?
No, you don't mess with someone else's money.
Yeah, I'd say inappropriate.
You don't know what they experience.
I know Kyle's answer after what Brad just said.
Tips aren't entitled to any. You're not entitled to a tip.
Last one from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Are you in favor of people being fined on airplanes for crowding the aisle? Well, crowing the aisle, Joshy typo. Crowding the aisle before it's their turn to exit, or getting up before without knee, once again a Joshy typo, the airplane is done.
The answer is no. Like, no, we can't fine people for wanting to get off of a tube that's a plane that's uncomfortable. Should people have better social skills? Yes. Can we arrest them and fine them? No. Like, what are we doing here? This is the pompousness of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy showing in this poll.
If you are cutting people in line and going before your turn, I got a problem with that. It's not finable, but just have some sense about you. But standing up, if I just want to stand up because I've been sitting down for 4 hours, I can stand up in my seat in the aisle.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not that tall. You're taller than me, but like 6'1", 6'2". I was sitting on the plane for, what was it, 2 hours to Hilton Head?
You're 6 foot. Continue.
And once, okay, you can't pull a Scalzo and Brust bit on Kyle Brust and Nortman. Good try. When I stood up, I was like,
just
damn, it
fast.
Felt good to stand up. Like it just, like, it felt good.
Sure
stand
did.
Up.
I just realized.
And then, by the way, I started helping people get their bags down when they were trying to exit.
Look at you. You could do that sitting.
I'm sure you did.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm sure you're touching a lot of people's stuff. But I think we just stumbled upon the next great idea for airlines. Is to charge people to be able to get off the plane first. Think about that. A get off the plane.
You stink
first.
At rapid so fire. I don't need ideas right now.
It's a good idea.
Well, that's a great idea.
I need you to tell me how you look out your windows in the morning.
Oh, let me tell you, I love looking out my windows, and guess who else loves looking out their windows? Baby girl. And listen, UWD, my auntie, I told you I was hooking my auntie up today. I called my boy Jamie Shea, and this is what I love about their customer service. You know what Jamie said? Jamie said, "Mr. Wallace, how you doing?" I said, "Ooh, Jamie, it's good to hear from you, man." He said, "Same as well. How those windows doing?" I said, "Great. I need you to go see my auntie." And guess what he did? He's going to see my auntie tomorrow to give a nice in-home consultation to look at her windows that she wants to have replaced. And I want you to have that same great experience of getting your windows replaced by UWD as well. And right now they have a great sale going on. We can get 50% off your windows. Yes, 50% off your windows, and you can pay no interest and no payments for 12 months. That is a whole year to enjoy your new windows, and you can even receive a free entry door with your window purchase. That's style, comfort, and savings all in one. Right now is a great time for your home improvement, so do it now by calling 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. I'm telling y'all, KBN Nation, I talked to Jamie at 11 o'clock. He had it scheduled with my auntie by 11:30. That is called quality customer service, but an even more quality product. So go ahead and be like me and start saying, "I love my windows."
On the Carbless Talking text line, Daniel, not going to flip this, not going to dispute, just going to take it. Here's a compliment. Great show today, guys. Quite entertaining. KBN does not end.
Sports and banter, a perfect blend. KBN's the show that never ends.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Oh, wow.
Is it north?
Spread Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, stop. You're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Song and a great place to go always is Potawatomi Casino Hotel, because it's known for its endless ways to win. They will have their highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings June 27th with $300,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Not to mention, I haven't talked about it a lot recently, that is. The 2,000 square foot video wall is amazing. You're going to have the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, baseball's on. Catch the Brewers there on the TV with volume. You can go place a wager. You can have good food. You get drink specials. You got bingo. You got table games. You got slots. What are you waiting for? Paysbig.com, Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Check it out.
It's what I need tonight. I came here for love.
Happy Friday, Kyle Brustin Nortman.
This is the Friday Turnup. I should have said Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
I probably should have said Strofe. KBN Nation, happy Friday. Hope you're enjoying your drive to happy hour or to wherever you're going. I will say, it is a weird feeling never knowing, like when I'm talking to people. I kind of miss the old studio, how one of the monitors had a radar. So I knew when I was talking to people if it was raining or not, if they were in their cars.
There was radar?
Yeah, we had a radar at our old studio.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because it was like it was an old radio TV building, Scripps. You know, it's got TMJ4. We had 620 WTMJ. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate not knowing.
In Milwaukee, 72 degrees, but feels like 67. Rainy conditions are expected around 9 p.m. And wind gusts up to 21 miles per hour are making the temperature feel like 67 degrees.
So doesn't Debbie do this every break?
Not every break. So but she did do it about 3 minutes ago. And clearly,
I missed the traffic weather update.
We weren't listening. Yeah.
Usually I'm listening for the roads for the drive home. Not going to lie there. But yes,
Southbound 41, we've got a crash right now.
I am so glad you've turned into this now with only 18 minutes to go of the show, because you've reached full Friday Strofe. I'm just going to see things, click things, do things. Fair? You're like, oh, I have Debbie's audio of the traffic and weather. I can just start playing it.
Southbound 41, we've got a crash right now.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite shows of the year? What's your favorite show that we do?
Oh, I know Brad's answer.
It's Friday, baby. It's my first. If not for Hear Brad Out being on Wednesdays, which I love my Hear Brad Out children, it's Friday.
I like Mondays.
I also like Mondays.
Thursdays.
Thursdays.
Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also, like, we're just asking, right, we're just answering right now what our favorite day of the week is to do the show.
But each day of the week has a little bit of a different tenor.
And, it says a lot. I think it says a lot about each person if I can go.
Deep psychologist.
Kyle loves what he does, but also loves his free time. On Thursday, he gets to love what he does, and then he looks forward to, Friday, I'm doing the Friday show. He's in Madison right now. He ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about what he's doing at 5 o'clock. Brad, he gets here at 1 o'clock on a Friday. He's already thinking about what he's doing at 5 o'clock. Strofe and I, we like Mondays.
Reactionary.
Whole week is ahead of us. A million things to talk about. Might be from Friday, might be from Saturday, might be from Sunday, might be from something stupid any of us did over the weekend. Mondays bring the most juiciness to the show.
Bingo.
If we're being honest, in the offseason, this is no secret to anyone who listens to our local shows on YouTube, on Twitter, streaming on the ESPN Wisconsin app, or in their car on the frequency, or however you are listening. It is May. This is the time where we can have fun and do some things that aren't exactly every segment. Hey, D.L. Hall starting for the Brewers. How far do you think he's going to go before Quinn Priester comes
Welcome back.
This isn't his first time back.
Good pop, Kyle.
Oh, wait. He pitched before?
He was the long reliever after Quinn Priester, the other series.
Oh, okay.
Glad to see you're paying attention to your local sports teams. No, you're just thinking about Friday on Thursday.
I didn't realize D.L. Hall was back already.
Yes, he is back, and that is a good thing for the Brewers, and he was timely back as they're now. I'm going, this is what happens when you bring up baseball.
Very deceived, man.
Yeah, I mean, their bullpen was maxed, and D.L. Hall came at the
All right. We were talking about favorite days of the week.
I just don't know how you can't love the goofiness of a Friday show. I mean, we had how things worked. We have all sorts of silliness on Fridays that I just love.
You named one thing.
What's that?
That was 15 minutes, and then we had a professor on. We did 3 hours. You only like 20 minutes of our show.
Strofe's song. I love Strofe's song.
Oh yeah.
You'll get that out of
if you missed
Monday.
This. Listen in.
Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, Brett Favre, Don Hutson, Eddie Bennett, Bart Starr, Go Pack, Go. Jordan Love, Matthew Golden, touchdown on the Lions. Lambo leaps, cheese heads. 100 days to go. Alexander Jair, will he even be here? April hosted the draft, September brings touchdown craft. Matt LaFleur, Halfley, how great can it be?
Yeah.
New press policy, Mark Murphy, goodbye.
We didn't start the fire. Green and gold are blazing, all the fans are praising. We didn't start the fire. From the draft to glory, it's the same old story.
DJ Strofe.
Banger on a turn on Friday. Banger.
I still think I should be on the hook, the chorus. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning as the world was turning out.
I got something. I don't think I have a solution for this. Like, and it's happening in real time.
Oh.
I'll tell you next.
Huh?
Just go to break. I'm panicking.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... all I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Get down on it.
Get down on it. Get Kyle, down where are you headed? Get down on
it. Come on and get down. To get down on it.
All right, sounds like he doesn't want to share where he's going.
I'm not sharing. Y'all cut me off. I didn't know y'all cut me off.
Damn, you are sensitive. You have some Strofe energy today, Kyle. I'm not going to lie. Strofe, where are you headed this weekend?
I'm helping friends move, actually. That's not a weak excuse. I'm actually doing that tomorrow, as we talked about earlier in the week. I think I'm going to go to the bar I frequented for a while there that I haven't been to in 3 months tonight.
Right down the road from me?
Correct. What are you up to tonight? You want to come hang?
Well, currently my dad and my stepmom are outside my house. They were going to pick up my daughter and I just got a text.
Wait, you're pawning off the kid again?
No, they're just hanging.
Yeah, what?
Hanging
what? No.
They just texted me spare house key question mark. I said, oh, damn.
Oh, they're here locked already. Out?
Yes.
Did you know they were here at this time?
The garage isn't connected to the house.
Oh.
Mm. Nothing I can do, right? I'm not going to tell them to break my pillow windows and doors.
No, absolutely not.
Just tell them to go to the ice cream shop up the street for a little bit. No, tell them to go to the bar up the street.
Are they arriving earlier than what they said?
They said 4:30. They got here at 4:50.
Wait, so this is on you regardless.
So what was your plan to get them in?
So what? It's a spare key, yeah.
It's on me.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Got it.
It's on me.
Homer.
Did they pick up baby girl already?
They're going to do that, and then they're going to have to wait for me to get back with the keys.
Whenever Homer sits in at the end of our show, he makes the faces that we are the dumbest people alive.
Well, it's not we.
Just Ben?
Yeah, it's only one of us.
Homer, what would happen if you showed up at your son's house to help him out with their kid, and you're locked out? What would you do?
Go get something to eat or drink. When are you going to be there?
Seems reasonable.
Not that big.
Would you be angry?
I'd be surprised. I mean, we're there to help.
Yes. Okay. So it should be convenient for you.
Well, no, it's convenient for them. What's the point of having us there if we can't help?
Homer,
so if it's 2 hours, that's one thing. For a half hour, few minutes, so what?
Yeah.
Kyle, that is Nunya.
Oh, that means they're here. They're here until somebody returns home.
Yep.
Huh?
Ladies out of town. Ben needs some backup.
He got tired of being a single dad.
No, that's good.
That's smart.
This is too exhausting.
I don't disagree with that.
Smart. I don't want to do that.
And it's funny. Brad understands this fostering two children. Homer understands this having children.
I don't think I ever did it alone.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh,
man.
Oh, I've been solo dad since Monday. You never had to go through a week?
Solo dad? No.
No? No.
Come on. That can't be real.
You were never left.
Where would she go?
What do you mean, where would she go?
She never,
with friends or on a girl's vacation?
No, not for a week.
Hey. It's different now. These women have more freedom now than what they had in the 50s.
No, I don't think. True. I think part of it, I'm not sure my wife trusted me for a week. No.
One night. Have you ever been one night?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so you know it's
That's different than a week.
It's very different.
So if your wonderful wife said, Homer, I'm going on a girl's trip for a week, you would say, the hell you are.
No, I would never say that. We'd figure it out so somebody else is helping watch.
With you.
Yeah.
How long could you go solo? Oh, how many days?
I mean, again, we had a 3-year-old before we had a baby. So, once they're 2, 3, I'm good forever.
You just let them occupy themselves.
No, we have fun. Play some games. Do whatever. Yeah.
But babies.
Wait a minute.
You're
babies
a baby
are
guy.
Just the worst.
Oh,
the worst. What do you mean?
Homer,
they're so cute, though, Homer.
What good is cute?
They're cute. Yeah.
I'm not taking pictures.
What good is cute?
All they do is eat and poop and sleep. And hopefully they sleep a lot.
And cry.
I mean, my wife went higher. She said, Steve's is worthless till they're 3. Then he's a killer. 3, go away for a week. I don't care. Go see some movies, do whatever. So.
Wow.
But babies are hard.
Yes, they are hard. They are hard.
They're hard. They're not easy.
Yes. I would say one night.
Let's just say my fiance has gone back and forth of when there's good days. She'd be like, I want 4. When there's bad days, let's just have Isla.
And that's incredibly reasonable and rational.
No, it's
but
not.
When she says she wants 4,
no,
I'm like,
because these are 2 incredible human beings, and they can ease. What do you think?
The hard
first
days are
parents
hard.
To deal with crazy kids. Come on.
No, but the hard
people
days
used to have 8,
it's,
10.
It's reasonable because the hard days are so hard. And you only have limited capacity, but then the great days are great.
And
it's like
Kyle
there's
said,
infinite
things have
love.
Changed. My fiance works, so you know it used to be the different.
No,
dynamic.
A lot of people work too. Nancy's mom worked. Yeah. She was a high school teacher. They had 5.
Damn. Parenting should be much easier nowadays because all kids got to do is look at a tablet. They're entertained for hours.
Oh wow, is that gonna be your parenting philosophy, Kyle?
If the parents allow that,
no.
And phone, it's a big issue. It's a, what do you? How do you?
Yes.
Baby,
you can
baby
imagine
girl
me.
Let me know tablets aren't allowed, so.
That's your rule?
The baby girl made that rule. If she pushed the baby out, I can't tell her what to do with her kid. Well, I can't.
You guys are going to cave so fast. And you know what Kyle's going to do when baby girl's not around? Here's the tablet.
No,
I think it'll be a little more complicated than that, but your premise might be accurate. Yes.
Oh, the new theme song to play us out, because we never
have heard this.
No, I heard other music earlier. I didn't hear this one.
Struff.
Is this the AI? Good in the 50s. This isn't what the kind of, no, this is like
that never ends.
This is like 1962 approach.
No, it's not.
The 60s, you know, are great music.
Find me a theme show for radio shows that's anything like this today. Look at the other theme shows. And keeps it real. Ben's got the taste. No, unless you want to be a show for 90-year-olds.
You think this is a song for 90-year-olds?
No, I think it's not the kind of music and flow and energy that you get from people your age that have a radio show. But
Homer the Vibe Killer is next.
The surprise.